What?
Well, you gotta play One Direction.
What's a good One Direction song?
Best song ever.
Oh crap. Nope. See, I'm not even ready for this. Should have paid attention.
Mom, can you hear this song?
There we go.
Oh yeah, you're listening to it too.
Yeah, so
is this the Bubble Butt song?
Yeah, it's much better. Yeah, you should probably talk into the microphone because otherwise.
Hey, how's it going?
There
guys?
You go. This is much better.
I'm Olivia Martin.
Yeah.
Tell me when you're recording so I don't make a fool of myself.
What?
Are you recording right now?
Oh yeah, the show has started.
Oh.
So
Oops.
Okay, so this is the Random Stream of Consciousness. That's the stupid podcast title that I've selected.
Wow.
And what I didn't do was I didn't set this up correctly.
I can't take you seriously with this.
Why not? Oh, okay. So let me maybe just not do that then. Okay. All right. Let me kill Bubble Butt.
Let me just shoot Kim Kardashian face right now.
You've seen the video though, right?
What, the Bubble Butt?
You've seen video? The Bubble Butt video?
I have not done that yet.
Well, the cool thing about this podcast is I can show you things. So anybody can go on to anybody can go on to not Yahoo. What am I doing? YouTube. Anybody can go on YouTube and look up Bubble Butt and this is we're gonna have some ongoing commentary with this, and maybe you can. Whoops, that didn't work.
Oh wow, wow.
Hold
that
on.
Is art.
No. See, I'm really bad at this because I was not ready. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
I want that outfit. Oh.
Yeah. This is a real video. Yeah. Well, and it's on YouTube, and you can listen to it if you want to.
Wow.
Anyway, so we're only gonna watch this through about another 30 seconds because it really gets ridiculous.
Oh my god.
Well, this part really, this is the probably the most disturbing part. Right there. Yep. So what we just witnessed was some air hoses coming out of a black woman's mouth, and now they're blowing up these white girls' butts.
And they actually stuck it in the butthole. Oh my god!
I guess so. And here is pretty much where we're gonna kill it.
Oh my god,
because
kill it now. Oh,
now,
we kill it.
Now it's about 45 minutes of this. Just ass. So, yep. So...
Oh my god!
That's real bad.
Yeah, we're gonna kill that. We're done. So.
By the way, I'm 16.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and introduce who's here with me today. And as you know that I'm only doing this with hot models, but I have to be careful with how I describe this hot model because she is 16 years old. Her name is Olivia Ashton, and
hi.
Is it Ashton or Ashton?
It's Ashton.
Ashton.
Even though that'd be really cool if it was Ashton.
Yeah, you really have to talk right into that microphone.
Oh,
there you
hello.
Go. Yeah,
Hi, I'm back.
Come right up. Come right up into that microphone right there. Yeah, I don't have like the. I mean, I could turn it up all the way, but then feedback. Do. See, nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
That's never a fun game.
So, also sitting in with her is her mother, Stark. So I'm not a creepy weirdo guy right here. yeah. Well.
He's lying. Don't listen to what he says.
We haven't turned on her microphone, but we're gonna turn it on just just to in case she happens to need to say something, so that we'll probably hear her. So
which will probably be very plenty of things.
I'll try to refrain.
Yeah, well, if you do speak, go ahead and speak into the microphone because you know, otherwise oh my god. Okay.
What are you doing?
Obviously something wrong.
No.
Is that better?
It's just that sounds good. All right. Wow. So yeah, nothing is acoustically separated here except for my microphone. I have a super awesome one. See,
yeah,
because my voice is the important voice. Everybody needs to hear my voice.
Yeah, of course. Everyone wants to hear your voice, Craig.
Well, it's deep and bassy, and if I really wanted to, I could really make it like silky. And
you sound like a radio talker.
Hey, everybody! Coming up next, we've got One Direction.
Yes.
No.
No. Dang.
No. No.
God, I was so happy. You can't like mislead me like that when it comes to One Direction. It's just not okay to do.
No.
It's not.
Okay, so you are going to now introduce me to some One Direction because I don't know.
Best song ever. Look it up right now.
What? Best song ever?
Best song ever. You got to watch the music video.
No, I don't want to watch the music
video. No, watch the music video. It's so funny. You're going to laugh.
Why is it funny?
Because it's funny. They're dressed up as other people, and one of them, Zayn, is dressed up like a woman.
None of that's going to matter to me, though, because I don't know who they are.
This is not it!
This is best song ever.
This is not by them.
Oh.
Did you click on the parody?
I might have.
That's...
Here it is. Okay. So this is me being a DJ. This is One Direction best song ever, and apparently this is good.
It's very good.
This is what 16-year...
It's literally the best song ever.
Literally.
Literally, I swear.
Okay. So, let's... Yay. Olivia just rocked her face off and nearly smashed her face into the microphone.
Almost, though.
Almost threw the headphones off her head.
I told you, this song gets me pumping.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, you know what? I think I've actually heard this song before.
Yeah.
Yeah, flipping through XL or something like that on my way to talk radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I said,
what is this crap? This sounds like the New Kids on the Block from 1987.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
No, that's not
going to
happen.
That's not the thing to say to me.
So let's stop this crap about talking about music because that's not why I have you here. I have you here because you're a model.
I am.
But you're a real model. You're not just like some girl on Facebook who says, I'm a model.
No, I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
What was, what is your little story there? How did you come to be a model?
Well, when I was in seventh grade, being like the flamboyant person I am, if that's the right word to say.
You're gay?
Shh.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I'm happy.
Look, I don't judge. It's fine if you want to be.
I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use the right term for gay. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, so I was in seventh grade, and I was on Facebook, and I might have said something that I should not have said about the most popular guy in the school, and I said, I'm not going to say any names because that's not right to do, but I was like, blank is the scrudge of the earth.
So I think seven people listen to this, but that's cool.
Oh, all right,
so blank. His name
blank
is blank.
Blank is the scrudge of the earth, and then his little lackey friend... started commenting, and he just started saying these terrible things to me that you should really never say to anyone, especially like a young girl who's growing up through today's society.
Huh.
And he was like telling me that I was ugly and that I had no friends, and all the friends that I thought were my friends made fun of me behind my back and didn't really like me. And I was crying, and my mom came to me and she's like, what's going on? And I told her everything that was happening. She's like, you know what? Tell him you're a model. We're going to take some pictures and make it look like you're a model. Then he will eat his words.
This was your idea?
Yes. And so I was like, Mom, there's no way I could pass for a model. And she's like, you're tall. It's fine. Let's take some pictures. So my mom's a photographer. Well, she's a photographer. She does sports photography.
Hey, whatever. That doesn't mean she's not a photographer. I mean,
she is a photographer. She's okay. A very nice photographer.
Yeah.
And so we took some pictures, and then those pictures that we posted onto Facebook for this stupid boy who was being rude to me caught the attention of a real photographer. It's like, oh, you're a model. Let's do a shoot. And I'm just like, what?
Nice. Okay.
That's how I became a model.
And that started in seventh grade.
That started in seventh grade.
And
yes.
You would have been 13 in seventh grade?
I'm not good at math. That's okay. Why I'm a model.
Okay. We'll call it 13. So your little journey started when you were 13. You were probably a tall, lanky string bean of a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay. And you somehow got
published.
You got to be wait, at 13?
Yeah. Full page.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. Full page ad in the Lake Sumter Style magazine. But to me, that was really big because I live in Lake County, so.
But that's great. I mean that is something that you can point to and say, "Hey, look what I did."
Yeah.
And you decided that you kind of liked being in front of the camera and you decided to pursue it because it was something you were good at or something that you were successful at or something that you could say screw you to all those other girls.
No, honestly, it's something that makes me feel good about myself. It's something that I like to do and it makes me feel confident. And these few months that I've been with Mega, my agency, is just, it's made me feel so good about myself and just made me want to be myself and just... It's a whole bunch of sentimental stuff that I could go on forever about.
And that's good. Well, tell me how Mega came to be, and obviously that you just don't like send them an email and say, hey, by the way, I'd like to be a model. Would you like to represent me, right?
Well, basically, we went down to Miami just on YOLOing it. We were just YOLOing it. I had to, okay? I had to say it.
Of course, YOLO. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, YOLO.
Right.
So we went down to Miami, and we were going to try out as many agencies as we could to see who we got with. Mm-hmm. And we actually just came back from the Ford agency, and they turned me down because they told me, look, we think you're really cute, but we already have a girl that is similar to your look. Hmm. And so that's basically your no-go, go somewhere else. And so I was like, ah, whatever. But then they gave us this list, this darling little list. And next on the list
was
Mega.
Ford gave you a list?
Yeah, Ford gave me a list.
Well, that was nice of them to send you to...
Like, go deal with her. Places. We don't want her.
All right. Well, no, they didn't have to do that. They could have just said, you know, we'll keep you in mind and good luck with you. And,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Stay by your phone.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Or don't. And so Mega was the next closest one. So we went to Mega, and mm-hmm. it wasn't even their day for...
Oh, so Mega was the second place you went to?
Yes, it was.
That's not
and
bad.
It wasn't even their day for open calls because they don't do open calls anymore every day. They do it every Thursday, I think. And so we went in there, and it was Wednesday.
I'm pretty sure that maybe somebody told you just to like walk into places and say like, hey, yeah. You know, maybe they are not going to have open calls,
yeah,
or something like that. But, you know, just go in there, be confident and say, hey, here's me. You interested?
Yeah. And so that's exactly what we did, too. And yes, actually, a cool guy named Gregory Mon.
I don't know that guy. He's a dick.
Oh, you don't want to know him.
No.
He used to have this beard, but then he cut it off, and then he just, like, cut off all of his coolness.
Everything I heard was that he's just a jerk to work with. Just absolute jerk.
Yeah. No.
Never
does
anything.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
But... So we walked into Mega, and we were like, hey, we're here for open calls. We didn't even know that they didn't have open calls that day. So we went in there, and Travis, who's my booker, I guess. I have, like, six bookers, but he's one of them.
What does a booker do? Because I'm not familiar with everything that goes on in the agency. I know you have an agent, sometimes you have a manager, and then you have bookers. What are bookers?
Bookers are the ones that find you jobs. They work with the clients to get jobs for you. They get, like, give you a client book. Well, not a client book. They give you a book of models to their clients, and then mm-hmm. the clients select them. And they basically try to get you work and make you the next Miranda Kerr, you know.
I don't know that girl.
You don't know who Miranda Kerr is?
I don't really shoot top-tier women. So I don't really care.
You'll get there one day. Hey.
One day.
Well, what do you think you're looking at right now?
A boy can dream. Yeah. Well, you know, you got a long way to go there, sweetie.
I do. But you know what? I'm willing to go there. So anyways, back to my story.
Yes, 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 yes.
Where was I?
You were, now you're talking about your bookers and someday Travis.
Travis. Okay. Yeah. So my booker, Travis, they were telling me that they didn't have open calls that day.
Right.
And Travis just kind of looks over. He's like, you know, I got a minute. Let me take a look at you. So we walk over to the little gallery room seating area. He's just like, look, I like your look. And he just gave me a contract. And he's like, here you go.
Just like that.
About it. And I'm just like, whoa, it was a little fast there, man. Mm-hmm. So we looked it over, and we still tried out other agencies just to like see what's out there, like test the waters a bit.
Right.
And so... We came back because, like, all the other agencies that wanted me, like, they had nothing.
All
like,
the other agencies that wanted you. You're starting to sound a little conceited.
No,
I
gotta, no,
I can't
no,
lie.
No,
I, I'm
no,
not
no.
gonna. I'm not gonna lie here. You just sound a little conceited.
Sorry. I'm proud of what I've done, but no, it wasn't that many. Mm-hmm. It was like two other.
Well, look, I mean, that's a success story in itself. Just blowing down to Miami on a hope and a prayer, and you have two or three agencies that are interested. And mm-hmm. one's shoving a contract in front of you.
You forgot to tell them about how when we got there we forgot the pictures.
Yeah, so we had to show them my model mayhem portfolio, which was so
professional.
When I walked in there, I'm just like, look, we don't have pictures, but we have a model mayhem. He's like, oh, okay. And he just like looked at me. He's like, yeah, I like
so
this.
So we went to his computer and put it in, and he's like. I can see this.
Very good. I mean, that's an absolute success story. I mean, I know girls who have been trying for literally years to get to where you are on a week. I think you're right, because you just took her down there for the week and just decided this was what you were going to do, and then you came away.
We didn't just decide. Good Egg told us that he would not photograph her; that she just needed to go straight to Miami. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember saying that so much as I
actually have it in a PM. If you'd like me to refresh your memory.
Wow. Okay.
Well, look, I think Olivia was very, very popular very quickly. She's internet savvy. She's
a small town girl.
She's living in a what is that?
Living
small
in
town
a
world.
World.
That's it. Lonely world. Okay.
I'm also not a singer, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this modeling thing works out then. Hey, you know what? Sometimes I belt it out in this microphone. You know, I don't sing very well either, but I don't record those sessions.
No.
Mm-mm, no one will ever hear them except the possums that crawl across the sidewalk outside.
The possi.
So, yeah. So you went down there, you got signed, and then I shot you. Is that right? That was the deal?
Yeah, and it was really didn't help out because you can't be a model when you're shot. Thanks, Greg.
Wow. You know, she told me a great joke earlier today. I think it went something like something about fungus.
Okay. Viewers or listeners, why did the mushroom throw a party? Gregory, would you like to explain the answer?
Why, Olivia? Why did the mushroom throw a party?
Because I killed myself. Because he was a fun guy.
Oh.
Are you trying to play the applause? Come on, man, you're losing it.
I got nothing, man. I was not prepared. Oh no, I was actually looking for laughter.
Canned laughter.
What's funny is I don't have any laughter.
Okay.
I got kittens.
You gotta be kidding me.
Wow.
That was good.
That's good. Yeah. That's not good.
I like cats. Cats are cool.
Cats.
So tell them about how you get signed and we're going to go celebrate. And then
we go to this rather lovely Peruvian restaurant that's right.
Peruvian?
It wasn't Peruvian.
It was Peruvian.
Okay.
It's called, I think it might be Peruvian.
What is Peruvian food?
A lot of beautiful.
Plantains.
It's Cuban. I'm pretty
oh,
sure.
Cuban.
I don't remember. I thought it was Peruvian.
Did you have plantains?
No. But, you know, Miami, it's like you can't spit without...
Are you playing with that cord?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing? Okay.
When you're in Miami, you can't spit without hitting a Cuban restaurant.
I don't think you should spit on Cubans. I don't think that's a very good thing at all.
I don't think that's very kind.
That's a very mean thing.
But so we went to go celebrate my signing the day after we went to go see Megan. We met Travis. He gave us a thing and we're like, we need to look at this. So we took a day to look at it. And we couldn't find anything that just made me have that really good feeling that Mega did.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
When I walked in there, it seemed like they were really just into helping me. They didn't, like, they wanted to help. They didn't want any, like, shady underlying cause or something. They just wanted to be there and help out and, you know.
Well, that's pretty great. And what? Okay, so maybe you could try to, let's say you had a friend.
I have a friend, okay.
Well, let's just say you did. Let's say you had a friend.
Greg, you're not supposed to embarrass me.
What kind of advice would you give to somebody who's looking to get into this? Maybe they're 15, 16 years old and they're like, well, she can do it. I'm pretty. I can do it. You know, what kind of advice can you give to somebody who's interested in doing something like this?
Don't doubt yourself.
Hmm.
And don't give up.
No.
And if you have a bad feeling about something, go with your gut, no matter what is pointing in the right direction. If you have a bad feeling about anything, don't do it. And
go on. No.
I thought you were playing like sentimental music.
No.
It's
like the Emmys when you go on too long. I have to start the music. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, now I gotta walk away.
No.
But yeah, just believe in yourself. You are you. There's so many other people in the world and there's only one you, so why would you ever want to be someone else?
Oh, there's a commercial out like that. I can't remember what it is, though. It's
is
like,
there?
No, it's like they have some famous person and they're like, oh, no, it's Dr. Pepper. That's what it is. It's like the guy's getting out of the surf and he's like,
Yeah. The guy's like, some guys are good looking.
Some guys are good looking. Yeah.
And some guys are really, really good looking.
Really, really good looking.
And then there's guys like me who are really, 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 really good looking.
Yeah, and then goes one. Like, and that guy's good looking, I guess.
Greg, your flamboyancy showing.
Hey, look, I can appreciate an attractive man. I'm not afraid.
I can appreciate attractive man.
Okay, so what about the dreamers who just have no shot whatsoever? Do you actually believe that if you're 5'2 and 30 pounds overweight, if you really, 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 really want it, that's enough?
I believe in yourself.
You're a dreamer.
I am a dreamer, and you know what? I will totally admit that, because the day you start being realistic is the day you forever sign your contract to be one of those kids that are forever facing the crowd.
Pretty sure I did that somewhere around 34, 35 years old. I succumbed to reality. I succumbed to acceptance.
Yeah. It's the realists that kill the unicorns.
No, the unicorns never made it onto the ark. They were having some, were partying too late the night before.
You.
They were hungover and they just didn't make it onto the ark. And that's why there's no unicorns. They're a mythical creature, just like
Zeus.
Zeus. Like the jackalope.
The jackalope. Thank you. That's better. I was looking for something a little more realistic. Okay. So what is next for Olivia then?
What is next? Coming June, booker Travis, all my bookers, my agency, Mega, wants to send me to Milan, which is...
That's in...
way out, because I've never been
past... That's in Georgia, right?
See, I've never been past South Carolina.
Whoa.
So I've never seen snow. I've never even been on a plane.
I don't think it snows in Milan.
Whatever. I get to be on a plane. Take it one step.
Whoa, stop. Go back. You have never been on a plane.
I have not. Except for like those little planes outside of the supermarkets.
Wow.
Yeah. You're really, really bad at this. You're so slow.
No. I'm not. You don't even know what I'm doing over here.
You're clicking on something called transportation.
That's right. You have a monitor. Right there.
I'm thinking you're playing some plane noises.
I was going to. Well, everything locked up now, so it's no good. No, there it is. I don't have.
I see airliner.
Oh, look at that.
Yep.
This is what it's like flying in an airplane.
And you're breathing other people's air.
Ew. No, they filter it.
Okay, filtered other people.
You know what? This is not what it's like flying on a plane, though, because there's no screaming babies.
Mm-hmm.
There's no kids puking behind you.
No kids kicking your seat.
Oh.
Does it sound like you're...
This is a prop plane. That's not what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's bigger.
You're going to love it. I mean, flying on an airplane, it doesn't seem possible. It's ridiculous. There's like 150 people in that tube. And somehow it gets off the ground. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole aerodynamic thing.
I understand it. I mean, like, I understand the principle of it, but it's still not enough.
That's because he took, what was it, AP Physics?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm just
the captain of the cool kid crew.
And you know what? I stopped being smart around...
34.
22. Wow.
Just...
I got through a couple of years of college and then I was just like, I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore. So
yeah,
it was just kind of cruising through.
Drink and wake up with my underpants on my head.
You know what? I actually stopped drinking.
Wow, we have friends who are chiming in.
What is going on? I stopped drinking from 21 to 23. I took 2 years off because I might have gotten into a little legal issue accidentally.
Gregory.
That's me.
Gregory.
Mm. Oh, tell him about, so we're at dinner and...
Oh, yeah, you didn't let me finish my story.
I never do.
You got sidetracked.
Let me remind you that the name of this, the podcast is Random Stream of Consciousness. So wherever we go, whatever happens, that's pretty much that's the way it's going. But go back to your story, because that's not against the rules. We can do that.
Okay, so we are sitting in Chillon on the Beach, the Peruvian/Cuban we don't know store or mm-hmm. restaurant. And we get a call from Travis.
Your booker.
My booker.
From Mega.
From Mega. Your my agency.
And, right.
And he's like, hey, again, because we had just gotten off the phone with him. Like, we had just seen him 2 hours ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she knows this song. Good.
Okay. And so he's like, hey, friend, I got you a job. And I'm just like, a job? What do you mean? And he's just like, you're going to do a runway show for Lancome and Vogue.
So, whoa, time out. You're out of Miami a day?
Yeah. No. It was...
You're still in Miami?
Yeah, we hadn't even left.
We had just signed the contract 2 hours before.
Okay, so 2 hours later, he's gotten you a job.
Yes.
What happens if... And this happens a lot to child stars. Like, you know, they have all this success and everything they try seems like is, you know, a super duper awesome baby. Awesome, great. And then you shave your head and beat a car with a umbrella.
It's a dream. Living the dream.
Maybe the question is how do you stay grounded? Like, Stark, are you there to try and reel her in, to try and make her not... expect
she's
this kind?
She's here to freaking make me go crazy. That's what she wants to do.
She's your mother. Every mother, that's their job.
That's
and,
right.
And they, you know, you hear them say that like it's a joke, but the older I get, the more I'm realizing that's not a joke. That's yeah. really real. They do it to because they can.
Well, Olivia actually is a writer.
Really?
And, yeah, that's
and
why.
This summer we did the modeling. Mm-hmm. Last summer she spent the entire summer writing a book.
Really?
And she has, what, 20,000 readers to your book?
50.
Get 50, out!
No, yeah. She does.
But you're not allowed to read it.
No, I won't. But what is the...
No,
it's a teen novel.
What's the book about? Is
don't
it, is
say
it,
it.
I'm not gonna.
Is it a better love story than Twilight?
Yeah.
Good.
I would like to hope so. It's I think the not holo- very far
you know
stretch.
What? The Holocaust was a better love story than Twilight.
I like Twilight.
Did you? Okay.
A spider, once a spider gets pregnant, she eats her male to sustain her pregnancy. That's still a better love story than Twilight.
That's it's a Black Widow. Yeah, Black Widow thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is obviously a teen drama. Teen what? I'm asking you a question, what your book's about.
Oh, well, I'm glad
I'm
you asked,
I'm sorry, I distracted her. Yeah, I moved the
see,
mouse on the
see
screen.
See this hair color?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What,
my
red?
Book...
You're
strawberry
blonde. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But the strawberry part is the red.
Whatever.
Okay. Got it.
My book is about love.
What about love? What do you know
teen
about
love?
Wait,
what? Do you want me to give you the gist?
Wait, I'm waiting.
What do you possibly know about love?
Lots. I've
been put in my place. Go ahead.
I know plenty.
All right.
Okay. Well, do you want me to just like give you the synopsis?
I want you to give me the back cover, the jacket, the flap
That's
thing.
The synopsis. It's basically about a girl. Her name is Katie, and when she was 5 years old, she had a best friend, and his name was Louie.
What? What is that? Why do we speak the Louie in a weird voice like Louie?
No, you wouldn't understand because you're a man and not a teenager.
Mm.
If any teenager listens to it, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
You're blowing it for me. I'm really a man. Okay, whatever.
Okay, but it's about she's got a friend named Louie when she's like 5 years old, and then her mother... They lose custody of her because she's a drunk and she beats her. This is all dedicated to my mother, by the way. Just
wow.
Kidding. Just.
Okay, not a good idea to get soda all over his sound equipment.
Why? That's always fun. And so she's taken away and she moves to London.
Hmm.
Away from him because she's taken away because she's put into a foster home. And then years later, she runs into him again and they fall in love.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just basically the gist.
Yeah.
So, what motivated you or inspired you to write that?
Tumblr.
Hmm.
I just saw a whole
that's
bunch.
That's one word. That doesn't do anything
okay,
for me.
Okay, so basically, I go on Tumblr. It's like this like inspiration blog website. And I just see some things that I think are cute, and I just kind of put them together, and yeah.
Hmm. So this is not a personal story.
No.
Your mom's not really a drunk.
No.
Okay.
My mother is amazing. I love her.
Okay.
Oh my God, I have it on tape.
She's sitting right there.
You're going to send it to me, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Wait, is this recording? Oh, crap. No, it's recording. I'm just kidding.
I was just going to be like, oh, that means we get to talk longer, Gregory.
No, what's funny is this little thing. This is what it's recording to. This is exciting for everybody listening. Anyway, you push the button once and it's blinking. And I thought, okay, cool, it's blinking. I guess it's recording. No, you have to hit it again. Then it stays on solid. And then it's, well, I screwed up the first time.
So solid is good.
No, I tested all of this stuff. This is all built and tested and everything's working. That's why you can hear everybody. Everybody's microphoned and you're doing something weird with your eyes. All right, so you're going to Milan.
Yes.
Or at least that's the hope. We hope that's happening.
Yep, that's the aspiration.
No.
What?
Stark doesn't want it to happen.
Not yet.
Mm-mm. I want to go.
You gotta go. This is a strike. 16. Strike. Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
But I'm thinking 18.
No. Because
you have to start.
She'll age herself right out of the market if you
at
wait.
18.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miranda Kerr started when she was 13, and she's married to Orlando Bloom in a Victoria's Secret angel. That's what
she's
I want.
She's married to a Victoria's Secret angel and Orlando Bloom?
No, she's a Victoria's Secret angel and she's married to Orlando Bloom.
Okay.
And that is exactly how I want my life to go, except instead of Orlando Bloom, it's going to be Harry Styles.
One Direction.
Harry Styles, if you ever listen to this, I'm coming for you, babe.
I'm sending this to him.
Yes, do mm-hmm. it. No, I'm just
that little
don't.
Blurb.
When we're married, she's probably going to be all over Tumblr.
He's really got a weird thing for this guy. Like, psycho restraining order.
Tell him how you won't date.
I won't date because the guys in my school are not worth my time.
No, you got to get yourself a good college kid. Yeah. College guy, yeah.
Like, I'm into...
Date somebody who's like 24, who's got it together, knows exactly what they want.
No.
Would be willing to date a 16-year-old. I mean, that's they totally have it in the head if you know... Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Maybe. Yeah, it's a bad... What did you want to do when you were 23 years old, Gregory?
I don't even know.
Be able to drink again?
That's when I started drinking again. You know, I had one ice house, and you remember ice house. I had one ice house beer, and I was lit. I was hammered off of one ice house beer after 2 years of not drinking.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's tragic.
Yeah. Ice house beer is bad.
Is it?
It's not a good beer.
I see blurred lines.
You've never tried it?
That's my mom and I's Miami theme song.
Because it was on the radio every 45
minutes.
Yes.
I love it because when you want to just listen to Blurred Lines, you could just listen to XM Radio. It's on every 10 minutes. I heard that from a very wise man on Facebook.
Yeah, it's still that way over in LA.
Yeah, it's cray cray.
And then what's the other one that I like that you don't like? Because they play Robin Thicke's song.
That's the one I was talking about.
Oh, that's Blurred Lines?
No. Blurred Lines. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
There's another one that Robin Thicke does now. I like it.
Give It to You. I love that song.
Oh, that's right. It's Give It to You.
I wanna give it to you.
My bad. Yeah. He's got a really great voice, and I'm glad that he's. There we go. I'm really disappointed that it took him this long to get into like the pop music and the collaboration type stuff, because he's only been doing like you've heard his music from before, and I don't like it. It's, I mean, it's soulful and it's like making love music, but this is way better.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Ooh. Did I do that good?
Hey, she did do it good. Good for you. All right. Well, listen. I'm not gonna make this go on and on and on and on and on forever and ever and ever, because I'm probably gonna have Olivia. There she goes. Now, I'm sure she can parlay this successful modeling career into a singing career.
You've seen her shoot as a singer, right?
I saw some of the pictures, but I haven't really seen any of the good pictures. You know what you can do? There was a very famous model. And
there was.
And her name was Rebecca Romaine Stamos. And she remade a Prince song.
Sang this song.
And she actually sounds really good. I don't know if you've heard it before. Have you heard it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Say I have.
So this is John Stamos' ex-wife, Rebecca Romaine Stamos, a lingerie model from I believe she was in it. She was Victoria's Secret, right? A long time ago?
I don't know. I remember being on Full House. Wasn't that the show?
No, well, John Stamos.
She was on it only because John Stamos was on it.
Oh.
She made a couple guest appearances. No.
Okay, yeah,
John Stamos is Uncle Jesse. Yes, he is.
Okay. No, Uncle Jesse was on Dukes of Hazzard.
Uncle Jesse is off of Full House, too.
Hmm.
That was not...
No,
he's after the guy.
I've been schooled.
You have definitely been schooled.
Yeah. So, I mean, she does okay.
She's cute.
Okay, well... okay, anyway.
You were quiet for the wrong part.
Oops. Anyway, so yeah, so you can always parlay that into a little singing career if that's what you're wanting to do after you turn 19 and you're done modeling because you're too old.
I'm gonna stop because I'm gonna stop modeling when I'm Heidi Klum's age, because that's how famous I am.
Who's Heidi Klum? I know, she's married to Seal, right?
They got divorced. I watch E! News, remember?
But don't they have like 8 kids?
They have like 4 or 5.
She was pregnant for 7 years. Through the what's that modeling or the fashion show she had?
Victoria's Secret?
No.
Oh, America's Next Top Model.
You're either in or out. No. It's the designers, right? Or was or is that somebody else? Who am I thinking?
I'm pretty sure she does the UK version of America's Next Top Model.
Is she British?
No, she's German.
Yeah. Why is she doing
because
British?
Joan Rivers makes Holocaust jokes about her all the
time.
Oh, they're so bad. Joan Rivers was like, I was angry because Joan Rivers says some really screwed up stuff.
Stuff.
Good girl. That's my girl.
Look at that. Yeah, and I will say this. Olivia is extremely good about not swearing.
When I'm around.
When my mom's not around. I think that's the way it's going to be until I'm like 40.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you actually have some restraint and you carry yourself well and you don't act like a 16-year-old snot-nosed kid. And
most of the time.
Especially given as much opportunity and success as you've gotten very quickly. You're not horrible to hang out with, I'll tell you that. And okay, so...
Damn, with faint praise.
So what I'd like to do is when you get back from your adventure in Milan, I'd like to have you back and we'll talk about everything that happened over there and all the fun stuff and
all the terrifying crazy stories.
All the street
the
rape.
The Italian man touched my bum.
All the street rape in the Italian streets, yeah.
So it is Italy, huh? It's not Spain.
Yeah,
Milan.
It's Italy.
Oh,
I'm
so
pretty.
Sad.
I'd watch it not be Italy, and I'll be making a fool of myself.
Yeah, that would.
No, I think I just did that for you, because yeah, I should know.
Oh God.
Oh, Gregory, okay. You're looking at a new lithium battery.
Yeah. It is in Italy.
Italy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yay.
Well done. I have passed my geography test.
Good for you.
Can't say the same about you.
How close
you?
Is it to Florence?
I don't know. Let's get the map up here. Again, very good for the listeners. We're now looking at a map. Where is Florence? Oh,
Florence is right there.
Where? Here? Here.
Yeah,
here.
Florence is right there.
That looks to be about a long train trip.
Which is easy to get around.
Because that's 125 miles.
Alright.
Cute.
We can do that.
Yeah, I need some liquids. All right, so I want to thank you for sitting down with me. I want to thank you for allowing me to shoot you again. You know,
this has been a close-up interview with Olivia Ashton and Gregory Mon, and with guest appearances with her mother.
Well,
make my voice deep like you can with the... Do it. Do it.
Okay, go.
This has been a close-up interview with Olivia Martin and Gregory Mon with guest appearances from her mother, Stark Martin.
Oh, I actually get a name other than the mother.
Good for you.
Oh, now I'm all like high pitched.
Now you're a mouse. All right.
Meep, meep, meep.
Meep, meep. Oh, and by the way.
Meep,
meep,
mother.
What is that?
What? No, I can't hear you from the halo around my head.
Is that what that was?
That is exactly what it is, you silly goose.
All right, and just for future reference, I don't know if it matters or not, but my last name is Moan. So
is it really?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So you've been saying it wrong this whole time?
That's okay. I mean, everybody does. And
Gregory Moan.
Okay, I've already been through middle school. I've had the jokes made and everything like that.
Hey now. You're an all-star.
And on that note, we're going to go ahead and stop. And so thanks for coming in. And this
salutations, my little Olivia Dix.
Yes, look for her in the magazines. Look for her online. Look for her everywhere. And read her book. What's the title?
Don't You Worry About It.
Don't You Worry About It by Olivia Ashton.
That's not what it's really called.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you next time. Bye. We turn our backs and shakes the devil's hand. I believe we've been deceived. Now you got my nylon.